Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Since 1873, the Boston Police Mounted Unit, the department's horse unit, has patrolled the city. But now Boston's budget crunch is reining it in. WBUR's Steve Brown has more on the unit's final ride at a farewell ceremony yesterday.
For one final time, the sound of hooves echoed on City Hall Plaza as the Boston Police Mounted Unit, the horses, the officers, and the civilian workers who cared for them were honored in a farewell ceremony.
This is a sad day for the city of Boston. The Boston Police Department's Mounted Unit, which has served this city since 1873, has fallen victim to the recession and our bleak fiscal situation.
Despite the objections of Boston City Council and an online petition that's gathered more than 2,600 signatures, police officials say they just don't have the funds to keep the equestrian unit on the street. The 10 mounted officers will be reassigned elsewhere in the department. The 9 hostlers who look after the horses at the stable in Jamaica Plain will be out of work. Officer Ricky Rabb is coming to grips with the loss of his four-legged partner named Camden.
I'm depressed. It's leaving my partner. Developed a bond, and it's a great job. We get to deal with the people a lot on a daily basis, you know, people from out of town, people asking for questions, and we do crowd control when things get ugly also.
5 of the unit's horses will continue to do crowd control, but they'll be doing it in New York City. 2 more will return to their original owners, who loaned the horses to Boston. The remaining 4 will go to a 90-acre farm overseen by the Plymouth County Sheriff. Contract language says the horses will be returned to Boston should the unit be reconstituted, an effort City Council President Mike Ross vows to continue.
While this is a difficult day, this will not be the last we hear from this unit. I start today in my quest to bring the mounted unit back to their home in Boston, and I hope that you will join with me.
For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.